214.
Hey, Donnie.
520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
That's good.
The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
214.
Velvet Taco and Oak and Eden Finished Whiskey.
Help.
All right.
The Hardline Helpline.
So we were going to do bands because a guy called up and wanted to know what bands he could listen to on his 12-hour venture. And we brought Donovan out here so he could tell him to listen to Mr. T's record on a loop.
Does Mr. T just have one record, though, Donnie?
I don't know. Why are you asking me this? Well, I have no clue.
I'm just kidding.
Text Twiggy and ask her to look at your record collection. See how many
Go
Mr.
Do
T
the stash.
Records are in there.
There are four albums.
Rank the Mr. T singles. I Pity the Fool. I Pity the Fool 2. I Pity the Fool 3. You better get Mother Like No Other somewhere on that list.
But we'll
Summer
save
Bash.
That. We'll save that for later. Yeah.
Summer Bash, Donnie?
No. No,
come on.
I can't.
All right. What were we going to do? I forgot already. What were we doing?
Oh, picking an artist to listen to their entire catalog on a road trip.
No, we pivoted.
Snake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dumping.
Oh, yeah. Dumpage. Sorry. I got thrown off by Donovan. So, yeah, we have to dump things quite a bit, mainly because Dan McDowell cusses on purpose. And we'll dump things. And we have a 45-second delay. And if you listen to our open the other day, we found out that on the app, it's about 2 minutes and 20 seconds if you're on the app.
Más o menos.
Yeah, when Kat was out of town, so he didn't hear us do it.
Yeah.
But now he knows that we did it.
Right.
If he's listening.
He's right next to you, within 1 foot.
Oh.
So, this guy has this question.
Hey, what's going on, gents? P1 Cameron here from Dallas. I have one just very quick question. I cannot stop laughing at this Bob Huggins screw-up and how just moronic this is after he notified up front, what's up, coach? You're on the air. Only question that I have for you all is, for those that don't know radio, how hard is it to dump something? I just heard Donnie say, I'd be jumping up and down on the dump button. I don't know how that works. Is there a delay? Do you get heads up beforehand? Can you just cut the line altogether? Maybe just a quick update on that would be great. Thanks, guys.
So I think you can, Kat, you can put the headset on.
How many buttons do we have? Three?
I think there are
just two. We have two in here, and I believe one in the on-air studio.
And don't you have a bat dump in your... Or I guess a cat dump button in your room.
I have a cat dump inside the litter box.
And we dumped it too.
Isn't there a button you can?
I don't anymore.
It doesn't exist anymore.
No,
okay,
that was the old place.
So this all existed because of as we've said before, Gordon, and Gordon made the mistake of going back to a guy that had cussed multiple times. We were out of delay, our 7-second delay, I think is what it was back then, and the guy cursed again, and that got us in trouble. Well, really, them in trouble. They were the ones who were suspended for the week.
Yes.
And so then we put in some sort of fail-safe where basically everyone's got a button in front of them, a big red button, and then there's a couple in the other room, like Mino said. So that's what I can't figure out, and that guy's been on the radio for 30 years up there in the Cincinnati area. How something like that, what Bob Huggins said, and for those who don't know, the West Virginia coach was on the air last week with this Cincinnati radio station talking about Xavier, which is a Catholic school, and he said the gay F-word slur.
Talking about the Xavier fans saying that they were Catholic Fs.
Yes, yeah. And there was something else he said, too, that it was really transy or something.
No, I think that was one of the hosts that made a trans
joke. Okay, okay. But how something like that could get past whatever system they have is amazing. Like, what were people doing?
So our system, is it 5 seconds every time you hit the button?
No, I think it's a little more than that, yeah.
7 seconds every time?
Yeah.
It's called the Janet Jackson rule.
And there's really no looking around when that word is said. That is immediate. I mean, I've never heard it on our station, but I mean, you pound the button. Like, there's just no doubt.
Yeah, you protect your guest from themselves.
And, I, you know, I've not heard about, you know, Huggins got the slap on the wrist where he's got to pay
million
a fine.
Dollar
and,
slap.
Yeah, but that guy's collected so much coin
but
over the
years.
But
you're asking what happened to the Cincinnati radio people?
What happened to their guys that, you know, their bosses who go in and say, how did this get past us?
I made a comment earlier tonight.
And why doesn't television, speaking of that, why doesn't television have a system like that?
They
where
do.
They do. It just goes blank.
Yep.
It when goes you, quiet.
Yeah, they just mute it.
It's very frustrating, actually, because when you're watching live sports now, especially after a touchdown or a goal, they'll just cut the audio altogether. It's very...
Yeah, but we just had an incident where the Oakland A... I'm talking about the Oakland A's announcer that dropped the N-bomb.
Yes. Well,
why wasn't that dumped?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's applied to every game. So, you know, an NFL game and an Oakland A's game are handled differently. Second of all, I don't think whoever the college kid that's in charge of it, it probably it will never overrule, like, the play-by-play guy. That would be weird, but you're looking for players cussing, right?
Yeah.
And I bet you there are radio stations that don't have quite as exotic a delay system as
I'm
we
sure
have.
Sure there's not.
We may have the most exotic system.
I would love to know if baseball is in delay, because you don't get a lot of the on-field audio whatsoever. I will bet you know, you have football and basketball that's surely in delay. I'll bet you baseball's not. So even when the
Man,
announcers
that seems
just
so risky
up, for baseball,
just in general, like F-bombs being yelled all over the place.
Somebody just told a story on the air that they were not in a place; they were like tailgating outside it, watching it on TV. And when the fireworks would go off, they knew a home run was about to be hit. Wasn't that on our show recently?
Yeah,
trying to remember who told that story, but I do think there's a minimal baseball delay because those guys like saying a CS word a lot back and forth to each other that we don't want on the air either.
You know where I always notice it a lot is during award shows. If you watch the speeches during award shows, they dump things, and like Davey said, the audio just drops out and you don't hear anything for a few seconds, and it's so weird, and then you go, oh yeah, they're in delay.
And are they covering their butts as far as... They're not isolating the exact word. They're cutting out like four or five words around it.
There's only one way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing precise about it.
There was a time where it feels like ABC was trying to get their delay right in basketball, and they would always mute it right afterwards. So if you had someone on the court, MF, you'd hear it, and then you'd hear it go mute. And then it'll come back up. Like, they don't quite have it just yet.
Let me continue to say, though, in this puritanical world we live in, and yes, here's Baptist Bob skating in and saying anytime they want on one of the premium networks to have anything goes, all mic'd up, hockey scrum, playoffs, or football, dude, we're adults. We can handle it.
I know.
We can handle it behind the paywall. Let us pay for it.
That is a difference, too, because there are different rules and different guidelines for things that you are paying for, like a cable station versus an over-the-air free broadcast entity that's licensed.
Yeah.
True. All right. Good stuff.
Did we explain how the dump button worked, though? I don't know that we helped him.
You just hit it and stuff goes away.
Okay.
All you need to know.
I wanted to hear
forgiven.
How you explained it. That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
Why don't you try right now, Corby? Go ahead.
Future before you got fired.
Yeah. All right. We got to go, Jeff. You're making us late.